So I'm John Chamberlain. I'm teaching values, ethics, and public policy in the fall. Everybody needs to take this sometime. Some of you probably have already taken it. And there are four of us who teach the course. Yasser Henry, John Chorchari, David Thatcher, and I. And David Thatcher and I do similar versions of this course. So if you know somebody who is taking it with David, we approach it in similar ways. The course is intended to give you a couple of things. One, some practice in making normative arguments. That is, the idea is we'd like you to be as good at thinking and arguing about normative dimensions of public policy as you will be about the economic statistical dimensions of public policy. So the way I do it is I spend a week or so at the beginning talking about the relationship between politics and morality in a democratic society. And then the course closes with attention to sort of bureaucratic ethics and professional ethics. There's a question of, the first part is more about politicians and candidates. With the election going on, there'll presumably be plenty of their behavior to inspect and talk about. And sandwiched in between those, spend a week or so on benefit cost analysis and utilitarianism and the relationship between those, and then go through a series of basic normative concepts in liberal society: rights, justice, liberty, and paternalism. In each case, doing some theoretical reading and then applying it to particular policy issues, often that have been in the New York Times or some similar site in the last year, that are reasonably alive politically and provide good opportunities to debate these issues. That occasionally I'll spend most of a class talking about this and trying to lay out a structure, but mostly it's a discussion course. A little more than half the time, we probably split into two groups so that there's more opportunity for people to talk and to argue with one another. The assignments last time around, which is a year ago, there were two policy memos and an op-ed essay. I'll probably do variations on those themes. You usually get a handful of topics you can write on, and if you don't like any of them, have another one you can argue with me about writing about that. And what else to say? So I think the latter part of the course, as I say, is on bureaucratic ethics, and particularly bureaucratic ethics, in a world in which politics is always around a corner, and what, as a civil servant, are you authorized to do and not authorized to do, and how would you know where the line is? And in particular, the use of a lot of the techniques that the policy analysts are trained to use, like forecasting models and benefit cost analysis, and sort of given that people don't want to read a lot about stuff. How do you frame issues? What's your obligation to cover all the bases? What do you do about a world in which lots of people are only telling the good news or the bad news, and you're stuck in the middle? So trying to give a sense of what it's like to be an individual, and then what it's like to be a member of an organization, and how one builds an effective organization, one that acts ethically. Since most of you will end up at some point managing a lot of people, this question of how do you get an organization to behave is where the course starts to morph into public management and have some, I think, useful overlap there. So, any questions? Yes.
Is the examination of the cases that we do in class going to be federally based, or will there be some state and local?
There's. So the question is whether the topics are federally based, state and local. I try to do some international topics. International is not mostly what I do, but I try to do some topics there. Probably a lot of it is nationally based, although in some of these cases, like I will probably do something on access to higher education, and that's mostly a state-based issue these days. And a number of other things that are how much should the federal government be regulating what states are doing. So it's both of them. And if there are topics you think really ought to be on the syllabus, I change lots of the applications. I'm quite happy to, if you get a hold of me ahead of time, tell me something you'd like to do, I might be able to find a way to fit it in. I'm supposed to stop, according to Beth. So
if you... I see a question way back in the corner. Why don't you take that?
Okay. Yep. And I guess two more in the winter.
Yeah. That last question was, is there just one question with 35 seats? And the answer was, yep. But the course will be taught in two sections in the winter.